Hey, sweetie, what happened? You're never late to our movie nights. You look so stressed. Let me guess. Was it that professor who made you stay late again? I knew it. Ugh, I don't know why he needs to be such a jerk to you. You're a super sweet boy and you definitely don't deserve that. I think I have something that can help put a smile on your face, though. Can you smell it? Yeah, I baked you a cake. You're right. I'm not a big fan of cooking, but I wanted to do this as a way of saying thank you. For what? Come on, you know. Oh, you're not gonna make me say it, are you? Okay, I will. You deserve it after all. Sit on the couch, please. Thank you for helping me when stuff went bad. You know, when my ex-husband left me for that younger girl and took my son with him, I was just broken and lonely, and I didn't know how to cope with it or how to start things over. But then, when you saw me crying in front of my apartment door and you sat down there and talked to me for hours, you had just moved in at the time and didn't even know me. That's even more amazing for me now that I know how shy you normally are. And the next day? Damn, I still don't know what I had in my mind. I, a woman in her late 30s, asked you if you wanted to come in to watch sci-fi movies, play video games, and eat pizza with me. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds? You probably thought I was going to steal your organs or something. But you actually came, and I had such a great time. I don't know. Ever since the first day we met, I always felt I could be myself around you. You know, do things like talk for hours about completely irrelevant topics that I'm super passionate about. And you never judge me for my age or, well, liking the kind of stuff I do at my age. I really enjoy spending time with you, and I'm glad we made this a tradition. I love it every single time. Well, I think I rambled a lot more than I expected, but I just wanted to say you're very important to me. And to be honest, I would never have guessed that a college kid would end up being my best friend. But I'm really glad that happened. Oh my God, you're blushing so much right now. Stop being so cute. But there's something else I wanted to say too. And I think it's something important to talk about if we're going to keep doing this. Shit, this is going to be so awkward. Please, promise you're not going to freak out. No, I can't tell you what it is before. Hey, that doesn't even make sense. You have to promise first. You do? All right. Well, I know you're not as innocent as you look. I mean, I notice how you look at me sometimes, how you stare at me when I bend over to pick something up in the kitchen, and how you look at my tits when I'm concentrated on something. Hey, what did you promise about not freaking out? I'm not scolding you for this. I just wanted to talk about it. You're a young man full of hormones, and you're alone with a woman at her home for hours. Don't blame you. And okay, I'll just be honest. I actually like it. I mean, I like feeling wanted, especially by you. Come on, have you noticed that each time we see each other, I'm wearing more revealing clothes? Yeah, like on our first nights together, I was wearing some long dresses. Then I started wearing jeans and t-shirts with a very generous cleavage, then yoga pants, and now I'm only wearing a thin sports bra and pajama shorts that barely cover my ass. A coincidence? Oh my God, you're so adorable, but so clueless. I guess I'll have to be very clear then. Have a big crush on you. You're the only one who's been there for me when I need it, and I love your company so much. Initially, I thought I was misunderstanding it, that it was just a really strong friendship, that you were, quote unquote, too young for me, like everyone else would say. But it's not that. Every time I'm with you, my heart starts beating so fast, and I feel like I'm young again. And then I saw how you were looking at me sometimes. I mean, that's so wrong, but it felt so good when I noticed that. That's when I realized I really wanted to be desired by you. That I love when you look at my ass when I bend over that kitchen counter. That when you do that, I always wonder if you were fantasizing about coming up behind me and taking my clothes off and fucking me right there. Because that's exactly what I'm fantasizing about, and I can't fucking help it. I know this is a lot and it sounds super crazy. Suddenly knowing that your neighbor, who's also your best friend, who's almost double your age, has feelings for you, and also has extremely naughty thoughts involving you. Believe me, I almost gave up on telling this to you so many times. But I can't hide something like this anymore. I don't think it would be fair to you. So, if you can see me as anything other than your nerdy older friend or your neighbor, if you really mean it with those looks and stares you give me, please tell me. I know you're dying of embarrassment right now. It can just be a simple yes, and I'll take care of the rest. Really? I mean, I kind of knew it already, because your pants are almost ripping right now. But I wanted to hear it from you just to be sure. I would never want to force you or pressure you to do anything. Anyway, I'm talking too much, as usual. Now that I know that you want me to, it's time to actually do something about it, isn't it? Just sit in a comfortable position and I'll slowly straddle you. How does it feel, sweetie? Having this soft, round, fat ass you've been devouring with your eyes, pressing down against your lap in these tiny shorts, grinding against your cock. Does it feel as good as you imagined? Even better? I'm flattered. Now kiss me. You don't know how fucking bad I need you. I can't believe I'm finally doing this. Damn, your mouth tastes so good. Yes, of course you can grind back against me. No need to be shy, baby. I'm already on your lap, almost begging to be fucked. Can't really get a better sign than that. No, of course I don't care that you're a virgin. To be honest, the thought of corrupting a shy young man like you drives me even crazier. Oh, I'm so bad. You can touch my tits now, by the way. I know how much you wanted this. That's good. But that's not what I meant, silly. Touch them under my bra. Oh, it's definitely better. How does that feel? Playing with my big soft tits. Oh, yeah. Oh, what a flatterer you are. But I guess you're right. You do have a lot to play with here. By the way, you don't need to be so gentle. I don't break that easily. Yeah, like that. Good boy. Oh, What was that? A little shiver? Oh, so you like being called good boy? That's very interesting. I was thinking about giving myself to you tonight, but since you're not very experienced and you like being my good boy so much, now I have other plans. I'm gonna teach you. And make sure you have the best first time any boy has ever had. Just let me get up for a bit. Don't give me that look. I know you love feeling me on your lap and touching my breasts. But I have somewhere else I want to sit, and I promise you'll love it. Just lie back on the couch, make yourself comfortable. Now, I'll just take my shorts off and my panties. Oh my God, they're soaked already. I put my legs around your head. See how wet I am, honey? It's all because of you. Take a good look. And now I'll lower myself a little bit. You can use that soft tongue of yours too. Oh, yes. Oh, God, you're good with that mouth. Yeah, can't be too loud. Neighbors. Oh my God. Oh, such a good boy. Licking me with so much passion already. Oh my God, you've been devouring me with your eyes for so long. Now eat me. Ooh, eat my little pussy. Yes, my mouth pussy. Yeah, baby. Start by licking the lips and slowly put your tongue a little deeper. Like that. You're a fast learner, aren't you? Oh my God. Yes. Are you sure you've never done this before? You're fucking good at it. No, don't try to speak. Just keep going. Keep going. Oh God. Oh my fucking God. Oh. I need you to lick my clit now. See the little clit there? Yeah, go a little bit up. Oh, fuck. Oh yeah, baby. You can suck it a little bit too. Yes. Yes, good boy. Oh, you're so good. Keep going. Keep doing exactly what you're doing now. It's perfect. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't you fucking dare stop right now. Oh, God. Oh, I miss being wanted like this so much. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me come. Just a little bit more. Oh, God. I'm sorry, honey. I got so worked up, I forgot to let you breathe. I'm so sorry. You're alright? You don't need CPR? You're fine? Okay, good. Being suffocated wouldn't be a very good first memory of your first time. Okay. I'll let you catch your breath while I take off your clothes, okay? You definitely deserve a reward for being such a good boy. First, I'll unbutton your shirt. Then unzip these pants that are, well, almost bursting right off you. Oh my God. Okay. Button fly, very nice. I think I might have exaggerated a bit in the teasing. Just, wow. I can feel your cock throbbing in my hand, even through your boxers. Talking about underwear, this is in my way. Or should I say, it was. Oh my God, look at those veins. You're all grown up, aren't you? And all that dripping pre-cum? Oh my God, baby, you can bet I'm gonna make it worth the wait. I'm gonna lick your balls. Tip. Oh, yes. I would say I'm pretty good with my mouth, but I have a better idea. What if I use my tits too? Oh, you look really into it, huh? Who would have guessed? Lie back like you did before and enjoy yourself. I'll do all the work now. Just let me take my bra off. Let me cover your cock with spit to make it nice and wet. Oh, I love that look on your face when I tease you. It's so adorable and so sexy at the same time. But I won't leave you waiting any longer. Oh, God. I bet you love it when I put your cock between my big soft tits and squeeze it. Also when I lick and suck the head like this. I know you're almost bursting right now, but you need to hold back, baby. I want to taste every inch of this young, delicious cock. Oh, God, it's so good. If you're an obedient good boy and don't come until I let you, I'll even slide your cock deep inside my throat and let you come there. Does that sound tempting? Oh, God. I'm not going to go easy on you just because it's your first time, sweetie. Are you sure you can resist? Just a little longer. Okay, babe. All right. You can go as deep as you want and fill my mouth with your cum now. Okay, you deserve it. God, I have it all over my mouth. Jesus, you came so much. Fuck. That's a mouthful right there. Did you like the reward, my naughty boy? Good. Very good. I'm sorry. I might be asking too much, but do you think you're going to take too long to recover? I know you're young and full of energy. I'm dripping wet right now. My body's craving for you so much. Do you mind if I touch myself in the meantime? You can watch and see how much I want you. I love to be watched. Oh my God. I've done this so many times thinking about you before. Thinking about you fucking me. About all the fantasies I had with you. Oh, fuck. Oh, I was right about you being full of energy. Oh, my God. You're already hard again. Are you ready? Come here, then. Oh, let me grab you by the back of your neck. Listen to me closely now. I'm going to say this once, and you're going to be my very good boy and do exactly what I'm saying, right? I'm going to bend over that table right there, and you're going to do exactly as we've been both in fantasizing about for so long. You're going to come in behind me, grab my hips as tight as you can, and fuck my brains out. Now. Oh my God, yes. Oh my God. Fuck me. Yes, fuck me. Oh, make up for all those times you wanted to do this before. Fuck. Don't be gentle. I want you to pound me, baby. Yes, your hips. thrusting and passing on my big fat ass. Fuck, this feels so good. Harder. 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 Fuck's sake, just go as hard as you can. I want your cock deep inside my pussy. Oh, shit. When did you get so aggressive? Oh, I think I finally awakened something inside you, didn't I? No, I'm not asking you to stop. Spank me harder. Fuck. Oh, yeah. This feels so good. Oh, making a move on you is so fucking worth it. Oh, shit. Oh, it can't be too loud. The walls are thick, but the other neighbors are going to hear us. This is why I'm on the screen. Go ahead, quick. Put your hand in my mouth. Oh my god, oh my god, oh fuck, oh, no. Oh, yes, oh fuck, oh my god, your cock is so big inside, oh come, I wanna come inside me, oh, I need you to feel you spurt inside me, you came so much. Oh shit. I can feel it dripping out of my pussy. Oh good god, it was so amazing. Oh my god, I think I need to go lie down now. Oh well. If it wasn't by how embarrassed you were in the beginning, I would really doubt that you were a virgin. Seriously. So was it good for you too? I really think it's important to make your first time special. I'm glad to hear that, sweetie. Oh, and don't worry. I always use birth control to regulate my periods, so we're safe. Can we go to bed now? Oh, I'm really tired, and you seem like you are too. Okay. Here. Just lie down by my side. I know it's not very nice to do these comparisons, but my ex-husband always seemed to only care about himself when we did that stuff. I think I probably always liked to be a bit dominant, as you certainly noticed. But I never knew about it. He was too proud to even consider doing something like that. This was just... something else entirely. For real, it was incredible. If that's you as a virgin, I can't wait to see what a little monster you can become later. And I'll be glad to train you, honey. I'm sure our nights together are going to be even more fun from now on. Come closer. Let me hold you for a little bit. I just wanted to say that you're amazing, and I'm so happy I got to know you. You really are one of the best things that's happened to me, and I really love you. Oh, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that last part. No, I mean, yes, it's true, but it was definitely too soon to say something like that. Please don't think I'm a freak. I just... I guess it's not like I know how to hide it anyway. Yes, I love you. I mean, how could I not? You made, and you still make me feel things that I haven't in decades. And some things that I never felt before, too. And you're so funny, kind, smart, amazing, and... All right, I'm sounding like a teenage girl making a confession now. Are you sure you feel the same? I mean, you know it's not going to be easy being in a relationship with someone that's so much older than you, right? People are going to judge us everywhere. Your family might not accept it well. I only want you to do this if it's what you really want, and if you feel you're ready. Thank you. I'm so glad. We can talk more about this in a bit. But before that, Just let me go to the kitchen real quick and get the cake, because I'm really hungry right now, and you haven't tried it yet. Getting out of bed right now is hard, but I'll do it for you. So, how many slices do you want? As you wish. I'm sorry, I've just been really wanting to say this since we watched that movie together last week. I know, my dork. You don't need to tell me that. Be right back, sweetie.